The federal Labour backbencher Nova Paris has delivered an extraordinary speech to the Senate, claiming someone used explicit emails to try to blackmail her. The emails were published in newspapers this week. The Northern Territory senator and former Olympic gold medalist today rejected suggestions that she used taxpayers' money to bring the track star from Trinidad, Atto Boldon, to Australia so the pair could pursue an affair. Senator Paris says the publication of the emails was part of a long-running family dispute and insists that she's done nothing wrong. Political reporter James Glenday was in the Senate for the speech and prepared this report.
Nova Paris has avoided the media since the emails were published, and this afternoon her Labor colleagues packed the Senate to hear her side of the story.
I rise to give a personal explanation in response to recent media reports relating to a number of private matters. I do not have copies of the emails and cannot comment on their veracity.
The News Corp reports allege the explicit emails showed Senator Paris, who was once an ambassador for Athletics Australia, sought funds from the organisation to help pay for track star Atto Boldon's trip to Australia, so the pair could pursue a personal relationship.
The excuse for the reports is a claim I was responsible for a misuse of public funds. This claim is baseless.
Mr. Boldon says the reports included gross fabrications, and Senator Paris has asked the police to investigate.
Mr. President, I categorically reject any wrongdoing. I have done nothing wrong. It pains me to have to talk about my private life, but the publications of these emails is part of a long-running and very difficult child access and financial estate dispute.
In an extraordinary and at times emotional speech, the Northern Territory senator suggested she was at the centre of a blackmail attempt.
The facts are these. On the 19th of October 2010, the aggrieved party in the financial estate and child access dispute involving me and my children emailed and revealed he had in his possession a folder of information pertaining to Mr. Boldon's visit to Australia. I did not realise at the time he was referring to these emails.
She says she was also contacted on the 21st of March this year and again 10 days before the emails were published.
The release and publication of these emails in his attempt to extract money and embarrass me and my family. With legal options now exhausted, this other party has turned to the media. I can inform the Senate the Northern Territory News was well aware these emails were part of a long-running family dispute ahead of its publication.
Senator Paris was the first Aboriginal Australian to win Olympic gold, becoming a medalist with the Australian women's hockey team at the 1996 Olympics. She switched to athletics and won gold in the 200-metre sprint at the 1998 Commonwealth Games in Kuala Lumpur. Senator Paris says the publication of the emails will not affect her political career.
Despite the hopes of some, this incident would not stop me from serving the people of the Northern Territory and advocating on behalf of Aboriginal Australians. Mr. President, there are three things guaranteed in life. We will all die at some stage. Each day the sun will set and it will rise again tomorrow. Today is just one of those days.
Senator Paris then sat down and was embraced by Labor and Green senators in the chamber. She says she won't make further public comment on the matter.
James Glenday.